Get up, says Johnson.
How did you find me here? He's standing at the foot of my bed, big fancy hat on, the ass. I've never seen him in 5 points before, let alone for the past 6 weeks. I asked where the stinking drunk who sings was sleeping. What do you think? What, are you mayor of Manhattan now? Let's go. This place is full of fleas. And Johnson's right. This place, old brewery sectioned up into little rooms with floors and walls drooping and full of mites and mosquitoes and rats, will make you itch just to look at it. Makes me thirsty. I've been here for some time, wake in the afternoons, taking some money off a fool downstairs in cards, drink, go out, uptown, make a plan, make up my future staring through the wrought iron gates at Gramercy Park. Then forget it. Back down to 5 points, hit up Abbott family in the next room for food, bounce a baby on my knee, go down to Little Water Oyster Saloon, wake up the next day, do it again. I read about you in the papers, said Johnson, lacing up my boots. He hands me a rolled-up newspaper. I try to read as I stumble down the stairs. We understand a scuffle took place in our streets on Saturday last between an unknown young northerner and Silas B. Walcott, in which the latter gentleman came out minus one lip. In consequence of this calamity, we fear he will not be able to give quite as much lip in our streets hereafter as has been his custom. And although the young man may have acquired a superabundance of lip by the operation, he certainly cannot be justified in adopting this method of shirting an opponent, or abating a misstep, or may possibly find himself minus his liberty of operating beyond the walls of a certain ugly tenement, where something more than lip service will be required of him, should he not tame his ways. You think I care? I ask. Johnson's got me out the door already. He pushes me into a buggy. I continue to read. A black man was knocked down and robbed night before last in the vicinity of the 5 points. This one wasn't me either, I say. Celia Riddle, yellow girl, of Bayard Street, was found at the 5 points, drunk and disorderly and wanting to fight. Committed. Hannah Fowle, alias Donnelly, of 313 Pearl Street, was brought in beastly drunk and swore it was her husband that was drunk and not herself. Committed. Bernard Lawless, just from New Orleans, was brought in drunk from the oyster house of a man named Smith for attempting to leave a child there, which he brought with him, and swore that he had never seen before, though it was his child. He was fined $1, which he paid, and was discharged. William Shaletto was tried for stealing 7 Britannia spoons and a silk handkerchief of Ramsey Crook in Beekman Street, which were found in his trunk. Judgment suspended on condition of going to sea. You idiot, says Johnson. He turns a page and points. The carriage clunks along 2nd Avenue. I haven't looked at who's reining the horse. Nick Bottom of 5 points, believing he was pursued as a stowaway on the White Plains line, having boarded first at Bowery. Some say he was fleeing a mad roach guard boy owed a gambling debt, jumped near the Harlem River, very barely missing the water, but suffering a break to his skull which landed him in DeMilt Dispensary downtown last Thursday. No charges. I'm taking you home, Johnson says. I stand to grab the driver's shoulder, but Johnson pulls me back down by the seat of my pants. Here. He tucks a bottle into my hand. I uncork it and feel him piercing through my hair. You're a dead man, he says. I drink. Give me your gun. I lost it, I tell him. You sold it, he says. No, I say. I shot up a girl and her mother, then tossed it into the Harlem River. A dream. You hit your head, McGlue, he says. We ride on through the park and up through Harlem, past the pretty brick mansions and over farms and manors, and up and up, and I sleep.
And when I wake with my head hurting, Johnson gives me another bottle. I wake again in Mamaroneck with my head wrapped in gauze, the old maid chewing on a fingernail, looking down at my face like a pile of dirty dishes she has to do. "What?" I mumble. She says nothing and goes and puts another log on the fire.